Dear friends, you are spookily welcome to another adventure in the history of the Universe podcast with me, myself, and I am Rick Walton. Many of you will know that I work for Cricket Wales, principally as a coach. Those of you who don't know that, in some ways you are more welcome to join in and just have a listen. What I intend to do today is kind of ramble, it's always like that, I'm sorry, reflect on yesterday's media event, the ECB unveiling of their Action Plan 2019, as I believe it was called, that some of you will know, many of you will know, dealt with the Transforming Women's and Girls Cricket document. It was significant, yes, it was actually huge. And I say that as frankly someone who's a bit kind of cynical about the sort of documents, the soundbitiness, the razzmatazziness of these kinds of things. However, speaking as a coach who, yes, that, let's deal with that, I do have something of a vested interest, in fact, more in more than one way, one of which I will try and tiptoe through right now. I work for Cricket Wales, therefore I'm kind of a subset of an ECB worker. Therefore, quite rightly, within limits, I am probably advised not to be too critical of the ECB. We could go on about this for years, yes, for obvious reasons. So I probably won't be. And genuinely, fact, let's come back to the start of this, the Transforming Women's and Girls Cricket thing, I am absolutely behind, and I have actually read right through it. There are 42 pages, I think, of the document. I've read through that to try and get a reasonable handle on it. Some of that inevitably because, as I say, I am a cricket coach. I work within cricket development, for want of a better phrase. So, staying with that angle, I really do get why many people, traditional cricket supporters, I would consider myself one of those, are deeply suspicious of the ECB generally, and specifically, let's get to the nub of it, the fear, and I think that's not overstretching it, the impact of the 100 around the game, not so much, although many do, and I get that too, the actual playing of a 100-ball game, more the implications that the supremacy of that may have on the game around it. Have to get that off my chest somewhat. I understand that. I respect those views. But friends, I'm going to go flying past that just purely because I want to consider... And actually, I want to affirm support for this women's and girls thing specifically. Don't read too much into that other than what I'm going to unleash in the next 10, 15 minutes. Now then, hope that made enough sense. So, the gist of that, I will try and bullet point this, and this is pretty much from memory, so forgive me again if it's a slight ramble. The chief points of that, the announcements via mainly Claire Connor yesterday, who does seem to be a hugely capable woman. She's been under pressure, I would say, in the last month or so because of this. Again, it's circular, this, and I beg everybody's pardon, but inevitably, a lot of the flak that flies towards the ECB has been borne upon concerns about changes. Again, specifically around the 100. And Claire Connor has drawn a certain amount of flack. Is that a fair comment, maybe? Because, specifically, the men's and women's teams in the 100, there are fairly large discrepancies between the salaries for the male and the female players. And so that's understandably created some debate. It's not the only debate, I get that completely, but in terms of the gender issue here, that is significant, the whole equality thing. I'm going to leave that subject. You maybe have a little guess what I think about that. but it's there, and I think it would be rank delusional of us, those of us who work in the game, not to respect and deeply consider those views. Having said that, the gist of this document, I think, is impressive, powerful, really positive. And for me, yeah, I'm hesitating to use the word exciting, friends. And the reason that I hesitate to use that word is because it keeps getting used in kind of soundbitey, fairly naff promotional things, and therefore it just sounds insincere, should I say. People just don't buy it. So I'm going to find a better word in a minute. It's upful, it's progressive, it's dynamic in a good way, this thing. Many positive, I'm confidently now, having got to grips with it, expecting that lots of really good things might happen. And that's what the key reason why I'm doing this thing right now. It really is. Money, inevitably, it's about large, hairy wedges of dosh. £20 million, which is huge, you know, relative to the game historically, really huge investment in broadly women and girls cricket. Well, specifically, sorry, that's just for women's and girls in the various age groups, etc., etc., over the next 2 years. 20 million smackers, wow, important. How could that not make some kind of a difference? However, kind of better than that, I expect it will make a difference because there is a real kind of intelligence, there's a real thoroughness, or that's the way it seems to me, around the strategy here. But that's the money, 20 million quid, and actually likely climbing to around about 50 million sobs over 5 years. And that is once in a generation stuff, yes, or it's never been near that. Obviously, this is TV money, effectively, and obviously that might bring us back to that debate that we nearly had a few minutes ago, which I'm going to continue to scoot round or scoot past. The money is huge. How is it going to get used? The principal things that I'm picking out are that the notion of 8 new regions, again, tying into the 100 thing, regional geographical areas, new areas, that is a challenge, understand that absolutely. But those 8 regions are going to get between them 40 new full-time professional women players. There was talk some time ago that it might be something different, but that's how it is now. I'm inevitably going to intuit, rightly or wrongly, that means 5 new full-time women professional players per region, yes, being 8 regions. I assume that's the split of it. Why wouldn't it be? Let's see. So that, if we lead on from that, that means that those 5 new full-time professional players are added then to the kind of icon players, or whatever they call them, the England centrally contracted players, of which there will be 2 or 3, I believe, per region. So I'm thinking probably 8 full-time pros per region at the absolute apex, the elite end of the game. This, therefore, probably suggests that there will be 6 plus or minus women, or, you know, teenage girls possibly, stroke women, who are absolutely at the peak of the game, who make up the elite squads for those regions. Sounding pretty positive. Again, setting aside geographical stuff, historical stuff to do with the counties themselves, which I do not dismiss for one moment. I think that is an exciting bundle, or an exciting prospect, that there will be in 8 places, you know, to start with, that core group of full-time professional players. Now, beneath those, again, really importantly, there are academies, so there will be funded development structures below, and I'll try and go through some of that. Immediately below that, Apex, an academy group, well funded with, you know, professional support staff, so not just level 4 coaches or similar, but strength and conditioning and medical staff, that kind of thing, the kind of thing that you would associate with top level sport. It's going to be there. That's significant. That's upping the game in a big kind of way. That's very briefly, that's how I understand it at the top of the game. I, again, unashamedly, proudly, actually, because I'm really proud to work for Cricket Wales, I'm really proud to work in grassroots cricket. That's where I'm going to stay. I'm not good enough or whatever to go in the higher levels of the professional game. So the stuff below that becomes more relevant to me and coaches that I coach alongside or work with. And one of the things that I think is pretty, which bubbles under actually quite nicely for quite a lot of people that I know, is the possibility of stepping up from in the kind of work that we do, which might be regional development, as an example, to the higher end of that pathway, which is now shock horror probe, swimming with money, or relatively. It's well funded, it's professional. I know personally, guys, I'm thinking of them right now, and good luck to you. Guys and gals, it's more guys, and that's not a sexist comment, it's just the fact of our staff. There are, I think it's about 12 or 13 full-time coaches. Well, no, we're not all full-time. There are that kind of number in Wales, working for Cricket Wales, and three or four women who are fabulous, who are doing a great job, already embedded, actually, into women and girls cricket development. So there are, you know, I know friends and colleagues who might be thinking, blimey, this is sounding quite sweet. I know. And that's got to be great, that opportunity for them or people similar to them is part of this bundle. Arguably, the coaches are a very key part of this bundle, but that's coachy speak, and maybe I won't go there with that. But other than, as I say, just to register with you that possibility, not just for young girls initially, but for people who love the game and maybe have spent many years in the game and gone through some coach education, maybe to a certain level, they are probably thinking, wow, could be game on for me too. And I think I get the buzz around that. Okay, so club level, again, significant. I'll be honest, I haven't seen how much money is going to clubs. That might be something I've missed, but it is funded. Again, via the new eight regions, there are new cricket development officers, a bundle of them, unspecified number. Again, maybe inevitably will depend on money, but their jobs will be specifically to prompt, nurture, lead, cajole, enthuse, energise girls towards clubs and then on into the pathway proper, that or the higher echelons of the pathway. In Cricket Wales, we already have that, and I'm sure they're doing in many other areas, but I think we've got three women who are doing that job right now. One or two of you will know that one result of that, for example, is that last year I did some coaching with a local woman coach of girls at Sunny Narberth Leisure Centre, where we had a kind of an entry level softball thing going alongside some more advanced girls it was split different age groups is what I'm trying to get to. Did that last year, we'll do it again this year. I've just signed up to that. I'm really pleased to do that and looking forward to that. So that kind of opportunity, which has been relatively thin on the ground, frankly, it's certainly, you know, we only started doing that last year. That will be happening all over, not just during the winter, but there will be a genuine, hopefully, because I think this, you know, the phrase game changing is going to get overused a lot and already has in the last few days and over the next few months, but we are seeking out, we are finding, I think, a new level at which we're going to operate this game. And that's got to be great in many, many ways. So, opportunity, just wider opportunities. Already very clear that All-Stars cricket, I think across the country, something like 25% of All-Star cricketers, that's again, for those of you who don't know, that is the entry level, young boys, young girls, i.e. age 5 to 8. And they've come in and done 8 weeks over the last 2-3 years in local clubs with what we call activators. I've been involved with that. I think it's been outstanding in lots of ways. Those opportunities will continue and probably will get better funding, better advertising, everything else, I would think. But also there is talk of, and again, it's specified, but not made clear exactly what the initiatives are. There will be a new initiative closely allied to the 100 from 2020. So next year, Clare Connor has not, or nobody to my knowledge, has specified exactly what that are. I think they're just keeping the cap powder dry on that. And why not? Fair enough. They want to make another big media event of it, possibly. And or they are still fine-tuning it or working out what it's going to be. My guess would be that it would be for older girls, older than that 8-year-old group, where I honestly don't know whether or not that is still going to be at primary school age, 8 to 11 or whatever, or if it will go into secondary schools. Certainly there will be some delivery of sessions in both primary and secondary. There will be more of that because there are going to be more coaches like me going in there. As I say, we're just going to slightly flood the market in a way that we've never been able to do. And more information will come out about that. Okay, so it wouldn't happen at the BBC, but I had to just pause momentarily there, friends, just to let the family in. You may even hear them in the background, but hey, let's just pretend that's not happening. Continuing. The other thing that I haven't yet mentioned, I think, is the aspiration to find 2,000 female South Asian All-Stars activators. This is continuing a thread that's been brewing over the last year or two, and I do understand that that can be a real, real force in particular areas of the country. And so, again, money is there for that. That could be really quite a powerful development in its own right. Just returning to that All-Stars theme, my experience of it, and I have had some because I've been an activator for the last 2 years, that in itself is a really groovy little engine for getting new families into cricket. That's one of the central aspirations of it. Certainly the idea of getting more girls playing was very much involved in the whole thinking behind it. But also, and this links back yet again to the 100th thing or the idea of a new audience, the idea that cricket clubs haven't always felt like a comfortable place to be for family B, C and D. Family A has always been there, and their mum and dad and brothers before them were always there. But there is some truth in that, surely, that in a way the cricket circuit itself, it's just in a wonderful, on the one hand, being wonderfully tight knit, get that, and that clearly is one of the appeals. But also, if not intimidating, certainly not as open and as diverse as it might have been. And I think those who administrate the game or oversee the game are fully entitled to try and broaden that out. Again, that's not an argument necessarily in favour of the 100 per se. That's an argument in favour of a kind of a meaningful populism of a good sort at clubs around the country. So that's, the Asian connection thing, or the South Asians, but that specific project, I find that really quite interesting, and I do wish it well. Broadly, the whole idea of committing, and this is the thing that I like about this. This is the nub of this is, yes, it's big money, but it feels like there's a real surge going on, and who cares why that is in a sense, because the end result is going to be a real kind of lurch towards gender equality, to use the phrase that they are using. Simply, there are going to be more boys, beg your pardon, there are going to be more girls as well as boys. There are going to be more girls who are thinking, do you know what, this is just a great game. That there will be, as time progresses, because of the increased visibility, there will be more professional, full-time professional women players who will be really ideally placed to be key role models in each region, everywhere, might know somebody who knows Alex Griffiths, will be one of them in Wales, for example. She's a girl who's come through the Wales system, who I believe is about 16, 17 now, got into the Western Storm squad. She was there in Brighton when I went to watch the KSL finals day. What a story that is. She's a fabulous kid by all accounts. She will be exactly the kind of person to whom people in the Cardiff area or wherever may, well, you know, locate to, with, refer to, know somebody who knows. That kind of feeling of association with brilliant, exciting stars in the game is going to be massive, massively increased. And that kind of, I'm well up for that. Because I'm at the other end. I'm at the end of where those, hopefully, those 6, 7, 8-year-old girls might just suddenly get a whiff of, wow, something major is happening here. These daft games that I'm playing with this daft old bloke in my primary school might yet lead me into some kind of fabulous, exciting arena. That's what gets me going about it. So I am absolutely up for supporting this. I think the structure of it in many, many ways is great. Allowing for those questions that we've been over. Understand that. Did I say, by the way, sorry, I'm just going to cut across the line of argument there yet again, but something I've noticed, because I was concerned, okay, let's be open about this, I was very concerned about the county issue, with other counties. I am generally, many people are. I note with some interest that the county, and I'm trying to remember the actual phrase, the county age groups for girls, in other words, the development pathway for good players within counties, I have seen that there is, off the top of my head, I think it's 171% increase in funding for that. So, yes, there will be an argument that counties are being bypassed or turned into development areas, and that will be viewed by some people as a negative. However, they are going to be funded, they are going to be better resourced generally, and as with everywhere, the whole thrust of this is saying we're going to develop women coaches and women administrators, women in all or many of the positions of authority. Clearly that's not the case yet, and that's a regret. However, that is absolutely one of the central aspirations of this project. So, in brief, I've read it, I've listened to lots of the stuff, I'm very impressed with what Claire Connor has said and how she said it. I absolutely believe that there will be a real meaningful transformation, and that most of that will be ace, and therefore I'm up for it. I am going to be one of the guys who's delivering, and I will be proud and, yes, excited to try and offer more young girls a route into a brilliant game, b, maybe, who knows, a brilliant career. On that bombshell, friends, I'm off. Lovely to speak. Happy to kind of take comments or whatever when I post this up on the blog. In the meantime, go well, and we'll speak soon.